people want to spend on something like a new car or something frivolous or something exciting. We want to be able to make sure that we help them create the plan that covers all of their fixed needs, both now and later, and creating that certainty in the plan. But we also believe we should be able to create opportunity for them to do certain things that they want.
Welcome, Scott.
Thanks, Mike. I'm happy to be here.
So, Scott, you're the founder and president of Edelman Wealth Management. You've been doing that for about 30 years.
Yep.
And tell our audience what you do for a living.
So we're a wealth management firm that works to help clients create a financial plan for all segments of their financial life, you know, preparing for retirement, education, preparing for the unforeseen, protecting their families. And we also have an employee benefits firm. So we also work with our clients in managing all aspects of their employee benefits, their group medical insurance, their retirement plans. And we do a nice job of marrying both for our clients.
Gotcha. So we've known each other now for what, over 10 years?
Yeah.
And you do some work for us and our firm, correct?
Yes, I do. And I enjoy it.
And it's going well. And so we wanted to have you on today because you're going to bring like a new idea to our cases and our clients that we don't hear too often. And the idea is when our clients get a big settlement, and we're talking to them probably $100,000 of cash or more would probably be worthwhile. What do we do with it? How do we invest it? What is the financial plan for this type of cash that's coming in, and how do we protect it, right?
Well, when you see those kind of settlements with a lot of people, they treat it like it's found money, and they tend to act quickly. And what we typically say, in any case where you get a lump sum of money that you're not used to having, slow down, mm-hmm. right? Think, put the money away in a safe place, like a money market account or something like that, and then seek professional advice. Right? You want to seek professional advice from your financial advisor, and if you don't have one, I highly recommend you get one. And your CPA, the same thing. If you don't have one, I highly recommend that you get a CPA, because what you don't want to do is you don't want to spend quickly. And a lot of times people will get the money and they'll think about making a frivolous purchase right away. Yeah. When the money wasn't really designed for that.
Yeah, so we, you know, at our firm, we have a lot of settlements, and we just passed out a check this morning for multi-$1 million. And
congrats.
Thank you. And from what I understand, the gentleman, even before, and this has happened many times, before the check's even processed, they're out purchasing a home, a new car, something like that. I'm not going to say it's like the lottery, winning the lottery, but it's as long been expected by the clients. And we've generally, with the larger settlements, we've been fighting for years. And unfortunately, you know, people get into accidents are just normal people. And they're not wealthy people generally. They're just people living, you know, their life paycheck to paycheck. And they've been out of work. They might have medical bills that they had to pay out of their own pocket so they don't hurt their credit. And they're just living life, and then they come into this money, and it comes in one big check. And that's, unfortunately, that's how it works in most cases. So we're here today to talk about, like, you know, what should we look for? Like, what should we do? And, you know, how can we even plan before the check comes in, you know, in this type of situation? So in our cases, they usually resolve about a year to a year and a half on average. Some cases go out to 4 years or so. So I know within at least 60 days minimum when that client's money is generally going to come in. So if I get a window, say 3 months before the check comes in, you as a financial advisor, what is your advice to what that person should do, or work with us as attorneys with that person or that client? What should they be looking for? What are the pitfalls? What are the concerns that they should kind of be looking for before they even get the check?
It's you know, certainly working with an attorney like you, obviously they're going to hopefully maximize their settlement, which you tend to do. But what happens is you get these great settlements for your clients, but the settlement and the money doesn't come with instructions. There's no instructions with it. So what we like to say is when we work with a client, we're the instructions. We talk to them. So I do believe that talking to your clients prior to the settlement is helpful. and having them talk to their financial advisor and CPA to really start building a plan, right? Technically, like we talked about, or typically, when someone gets a large settlement like that, they want to spend, they want to buy, they, you know, I'm going to get a car, I'm going to get a new house, and then, you know, they the posse effect, all their friends and family, yeah. you know, that they didn't even know they had start knocking on the door. So what you want to do is you want to begin to prepare them for those types of things. And if you can get your clients to an advisor, they can begin to talk about the plan, right? We can talk about the budgeting aspects. So you're getting this settlement, and what is it really designed to do? What is the reason you have it? A lot of cases, and you would certainly know better, some of these individuals won't be able to work anymore or yeah. something even more serious. Well, some of that settlement is designed to help them live their best life yes. or the life that they can live.
So we, yeah, you're exactly right. We have settlements that are partially for wage loss. They are partially for future medical bills, surgeries, treatment. Some of them have to deal with Medicare set-asides where we have to put money away for Medicare for the future. And I think those can be invested. But there's just different things. So before we jump into what we should do with the money, I know your firm does financial planning and things like that. And do you work across the country or is it just in Pennsylvania? Can you tell us?
No, we do business throughout the country. Okay. We have clients in many states throughout the country. It's important that from your perspective, looking at people holistically and looking at not just where they live today, but where they may be in the future, that you know their financial plan stays with them.
Yeah, so if you can, just for a minute, if obviously you know you work with us, so we would recommend you for our clients. But what? How do people find a financial advisor today in general? Do you have any tips on what's the best way to do that?
My belief is, and what we feel the strongest is talking to their friends, family, and other trusted advisors. Typically, you want to work with someone that has been recommended to you by someone that's used that advisor, that's worked with that advisor, and has seen the success. And then you begin to interview some of those advisors and see where you mesh, see where you feel most comfortable. It's a very trusting relationship. So our clients come to us through people like yourself, through other professionals that already have a trusting relationship and understand how we do okay. business. So that's the best way.
That works well because I mean, we trust you. There's built on trust. It's better than, you know, a lot of our clients find us online because they're looking for the best lawyer and they could find us online and that's not bad. Trust in our department or our field of law is a little different because every client has a different experience with a different law firm at a different time in their life, a different time in the history of the firm, different lawyers. So it's a little bit different. But with a financial advisor, I think trust goes a long way. You're not really looking online to see, you know, financial advisors and trying to compare. Trust is the best factor because you have that bond with the person who referred.
Yeah, it's not a transaction. It's a relationship, right? It's yeah. an evolving relationship. It's not have that transaction now or build a plan now and set it and forget it. That's not how financial planning works. Financial planning is an ongoing process because what happens today, you need to prepare for tomorrow. So your lifespan evolves. Things change in your life that you're not looking at, and it's our job to be your advocate and be looking forward for you.
Yeah, so would you, so if one of our clients came to you, say, 90 days before the check came in or cash came in, would you look at their whole family plan? Would you look at their mortgages, for example, and their car loans and see where all that is at? And are you allowed to offer advice and how to best deal with those financial situations? Pay this off, don't do this, invest over here. Kind of tell me what your process is in that situation.
Yeah, we try to give them guidance in all of those areas, right? The idea is the first thing we do is exactly what you said. We get all the data. We get all the information. We need to understand their entire financial life, where their money's being spent now, where they wish to have their money being spent, how to prepare for all of those things, and make sure that we're building out plans that can take care of the rent or the mortgage, the car loans. Maybe, you know, they're young, so they might have children. They plan on funding their education. So we want to look at the whole picture. And then we want to understand what it is not only needs to happen, but that what they want to happen. Because I think we talked about it earlier, people want to spend on something like a new car or something frivolous or something exciting. We want to be able to make sure that we help them create the plan that covers all of their fixed needs, both now and later, and creating that certainty in the plan. But we also believe we should be able to create opportunity for them to do certain things that they want. You know, their wants, you know, we want to cover their needs, but we also want to create an opportunity for their wants.
So it sounds like you want to create a plan that will have money now to take care of their absolute needs, whether it's medical care, paying the bills. You want to provide for them to have avenues where maybe they want to get into a new field, they want to start a business or something like that. But you want to make sure that the money's there for later when they get older and maybe their health goes downhill, because most of our, unfortunately, injuries don't get better over time, and they're going to need specialized care, nursing home care, people coming into the house to take care of them. So I would think that your goal is to make sure everything is thought of from the beginning to end and that there is money at the end, because we all know that money runs out at some point, right?
Well, you hope that it doesn't, and you want to create as much certainty, but the fact is it certainly can run out. And when you talk about those things, you know, we're talking about managing the entire family's plan. So you want to be able to set up plans to, if they do get sicker, quicker, or die prematurely or die younger, we still have to protect their family. Just because they're not here, their survivors are here. So we want to be able to make sure that we protect their family in those events. And also some of these individuals that are getting these settlements, they may have some legacy plans. You know, if something happens to me, this is what I want to have happen to my wife, my children, potentially my grandkids. So we look at the full picture, and then we build in a plan that can hopefully accommodate as much of that as possible and give that client that comfort that their family's going to be taken care of.
Gotcha. So what can you tell us or share with us, like what type of investments, what type of plans? Like, can you give us an example of a common plan just so that our listeners can kind of get an idea of what's out there and what the options are?
Well, so there's many different ways to build a plan, and every client and every situation is going to be unique. Before I even get into that, one of the things that I would say, you don't know when you're going to be in an accident. You don't know when you're going to get hurt. We all know that you're going to die because that's just the way life works, right? Prepare before that, right? Get counseling before that. Utilize your company's employee benefit plans to their max. Make sure that before the event happens, you know, you have a plan for disability insurance if you can't work, for life insurance, for your family. Start saving money. So my first always is have a plan first, which so if God forbid something does happen, at least something's in place. There's some level of foundation. So financial education is huge.
So that happens with us too. So we are always talking about make sure you buy the right auto insurance, the right type of auto insurance to protect you and your family, to protect about from uninsured people and underinsured people. And also there's other things in life that a financial advisor can help you with, right? You've done that with me over the years, disability insurance, in case I get this. So you can't really buy disability insurance after you've been disabled very easily, right?
It's really not happening.
Yeah, that's not
happening. In a lot of cases, I'll bet with your clients, for life insurance, they may be uninsurable as well.
So if somebody's injured in an accident or, you know, severely injured, it's going to affect their ability to get insurance in the future after the accident.
Correct.
So it's best to be set up ahead of time. We never know if an accident's going to happen. We hope it never happens.
No.
But setting up these things earlier in life, or certainly before the injury, is going to best protect them throughout. Because you're going to have more benefits and better things to help fund that post-settlement plan too, right?
Well, that's it. And, you know, sometimes what we find is while you're healthy and living your best life, or so you think, seeking out financial help can be intimidating. And we believe that education is key, and we want people to seek out advisors and firms like mine, and we want other professionals or business owners in their employee benefits plans to encourage the use of the financial advisor that works with the company plans. But after the fact, just because they're uninsurable maybe for life insurance or disability, doesn't mean there's not plans we can put in place to still protect their family, still give them certainty of income, because that's really important, right? When someone gets hurt and they can't work, you know, they want to know, how am I going to pay the bills? And what we want to do is build in that certainty for them and their family. That's help people sleep at night.
So just, I'm assuming, without knowing how to do this, is that, you know, I've come to you in the past and, you know, we set up 529 plans, for example, for children for their, mm-hmm. their education. And we know when they're going to be 18 or graduate high school and go to college. So we kind of have different risk structures and investment structures because we know when that's going to have to be paid out, right? Mm-hmm. In a 7-year window or so in the future, right?
Yes.
And then we also have retirement plans where we know when approximately we're going to retire, whether it's in our 50s, 60s, or 70s, whatever we plan to do. And then there's different investments along the way, right? So I assume, you know, if someone who's been in an accident and gets a lump sum check, which usually what happens, they're going to have daily living expenses. They're going to have medical bills that might need to be paid in the future. They're going to have health insurance that might need to be paid. And then, of course, planning for when they're a little bit older. And all those considerations have to be thought about. And if you want to best protect yourself and your family, that they come to somebody like you.
Right. I mean, it's hard enough for someone that hasn't been in an accident, hasn't been hurt, 30, 40 years old, to see themselves at 70 or 75 or 80. We like to be the advocate for that person. We like to be the one sitting at the table that is their 70-year-old or their 75-year-old. That's how we like to operate. So we want to be the one educating them on what the future could look like. So there's plans, and like I said before, every situation is going to be unique. You know, what is the client or individual looking to accomplish? What are they looking to accomplish for their family? What does their family need? And we'll make sure that we cover all that. But what's also important, because you said, you know, there's medical bills in a lot of these cases that have to be covered. So we're going to do an analysis of everything that they have and help to make sure that they understand what their medical insurance covers and what we do need to prepare for as the medical landscape changes, the insurance changes, their health changes. We want to be able to help them protect all those things moving forward. So we're going to do an analysis of all those things when we meet with the client.
Okay, so say somebody got a round number of, say, $1 million. I know that's more than most people get. But you're not going to want to put all that $1 million into a checking account,
no.
Right? You're gonna have a plan that your firm's going to put together, and we're gonna invest some of it. We're going to invest some, I'm assuming, short term, so we have cash available to pay the living expenses. And then we're going to have a middle tier plan for those middle parts of life. And then a long-term investment, you know, that may be a little bit safer depending on what the risk strategy is. And that's what your firm helps with. And you have all these different plans for different goals, like you said, in life and different times in your life, when you're going to need that money, right?
Right. You're going to have different buckets of money. You talked about it. You're going to have something to cover the short term, but you're going to have some of those things that are middle range, maybe like education, depending on the age of the client, what you need to provide for, and the longevity of the money. That's a problem, right? That's what most people don't plan for. Even healthy people, they're not really planning for the longevity of the asset. So what we're trying to do is look at, when we build a plan, where the assets get located, because it's really more about asset location. You know, what do we have for short term, middle, like you said, and long term, but really the unforeseen. How do we protect for the unforeseen? And we like to build that into all of our plans so that we feel that if we dot our I's and cross our T's, we give our client their a good chance of success.
Okay, so you're kind of looking at the whole family approach. Although you're not estate planning lawyers, you're financial analysts, but you probably have some lawyers that you work with, so you know,
correct,
to talk to the lawyer about this. You should set up a trust for this, for example, or this avenue for that from a legal perspective, and then you'll work with that lawyer to invest that money appropriately, right?
That is a great point. We like to be the quarterback, right? So we realize that our clients are going to need CPAs, they're going to need attorneys, and we want to be able to evaluate what other tools that they need to put in place. So we like to be the quarterback and bring everything together so that we're all on the same page and we're bringing a plan together. So we like to do the heavy lifting, bring in the rest of the team, and then take the team approach. So you have the, if obviously we do believe everyone should have a will, there may be some need for additional trust planning and legacy planning, and we're going to bring those partners in, and the CPA as well, because there's going to be different taxations depending on the type of settlement they receive. As you know, there could be some taxation, and we want to make sure that our clients are prepared for all of those.
Gotcha. So as you mentioned in the beginning part, you know, just like coming to a lawyer, coming to a financial advisor who you're not really familiar with is kind of intimidating, right? What can you tell us about the process at Edelman Wealth Management? What do they initially do? Give a phone call in and tell us about the process before your first meeting.
So our approach is very consultative. The idea is, you know, we want to begin building that relationship right up front. We want to be able to get an understanding of the client. We ask a lot of questions, things that they're surprised that we even ask, but we need the full picture. So the clients or these people that we're introduced to, these individuals, they get a sense right from the beginning that we're looking to dot the I's and cross the T's, that we're looking to leave no stone unturned. And they get it because a lot of what you hear when we have these initial, oh, I didn't think of that. Mm-hmm. Oh, why is that relevant? Because the more you know, the better we can build a plan and prepare the client for all these things that they weren't thinking about. So we have to be their advocate. And right from the beginning, we let them see that approach. We're their advocate. We're their friend. We're building a relationship.
You're educating them because there's so much to be learned in the financial industry. Oh, I mean, you're educating them so they make the decisions. You're offering advice like we do as lawyers. And like we had a conversation yesterday with a client, and like I'm going to tell you, you know, what we think you should do. We're going to give you, you know, a suggestion, but it's your ultimate decision. So you're in your business, you're educating, you're telling them the risks, right? And you're saying, this is what I recommend, and they can ask questions, right? So you're basically educating them on the specific financial parts that they need to be aware of. They don't need to learn about balance sheets and financial statements and any of that kind of stuff, but what's relevant to them and their future, you're the almost like a specialist that can come in and educate them to what needs to be known so that they don't make any mistakes. Right?
And we help to prevent them from making mistakes. You know, sometimes people can't get out of their own way, and we want to make sure that we're there to be that resource for no matter what it is. Our clients come to us for everything. We are their resource, and we're their advocate, and we have a trusting relationship, which is paramount, you know, trust.
So it's almost like the lawyer's protecting them in the case. You're protecting their settlement in the future against all risks, you know, taxes, like you said, you know, any type of financial risk, and then with the hope that there is money for them throughout the rest of their life. Right?
Yeah, risk mitigation is important. In every step of the financial plan, risk mitigation is important. There's so many risks. You know, you hear a lot of buzz, well, there's market risk, there's interest rate risk. No one ever talks about healthcare risk. You never really hear that in a financial plan. So what is one of the largest risks to the life of your money? It could very well be healthcare.
Meaning if a client gets sick or sicker?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Right? You know, they don't predict for that. So they typically like to talk about what you see on TV or what's advertised, the market and inflation. But healthcare risk, I think, is one of the greatest risks that someone...
And that's what I found with working with you and your company, that not only are you investing the money so that we make money on the money we invest, income, you know, raising that number,
yep,
but you and your firm protect against the risks in the market better than us, because we, you know, we're living our lives. We're working in different fields. We want to make sure our money is as safe as it can be, but also making money so that it's not just sitting there in a checking account doing nothing.
No. Checking accounts are used for paying the bills.
Yeah.
Right? And we evaluate all that, and we also talk to our clients about how much should they have in the bank, how much should be readily available to them, how much cash on hand, and what devices should we use. And even in those areas, we try to maximize the client's efforts as well.
So somebody calls your office, you have them in for a meeting, right, and talk about these things. And I'm sure you make it convenient today with Zoom if the client wants to meet on Zoom, right?
Definitely makes it easier.
Now, is there an initial cost you charge for the meeting? How does it, because people want to know, like, You know, what does it cost? How do you charge for this planning? Do you is there any upfront cost that they need to be aware of when they meet with a financial planner or with Edelman Wealth Management?
Yeah, we don't believe in an upfront cost to meet with a client or consult. I've always believed that let's have a conversation. Let's get to know each other. Let's make sure that we're a good fit for each other and you feel comfortable. And then let's begin to develop a deeper relationship. But there should not ever, in my opinion, be a cost for an initial consultation. I believe, like you said, in educating people. That's part of what we do. We educate people. And no, there's no cost for a consultation.
So
we want to get to know you.
They can come to you and your firm and your advisors and take the time to get to know each other, learn about the different nuances in the client's family and what their life is like and what their goals and dreams are, right?
Yeah.
And then you sit there and you tell them, okay, based on that, you know, there's some issues you need to be aware of, right? And you educate them on the risks, and that's all free, basically, right?
Yeah.
And if you decide to continue the relationship and you then manage their money with them, mm-hmm. right? Then I'm sure there's some fees that come out of that, like a regular financial advisor, and we don't have to get into that today, but there's no money up front. People don't have to be concerned about putting up a few thousand dollars just to meet with you like some professionals do, right?
Yeah, no, there is not. You know, the goal is when we meet and we have conversation and we get to know the clients over a period of time, then we begin making recommendations that we believe are appropriate for those clients. And then, you know, we offer the options and then we choose which part we implement. And then we move forward as an evolution. I think I said it earlier, meeting with us and working with us is not a transaction. It's a relationship and an evolution. We come with the plan. We stay with the plan because things change. And we want to make sure that our clients are staying on track, right? Just because we set it forth today doesn't mean that's going to be the same 3 years from now, 5 years, 10, whatever it is. So you get us with the plan, and you get the evolution and the relationship. We believe in long-term relationships, just like you and I have. Those are the type of clients we typically enjoy working with because we're going to grow together, because we're going to watch your kids get educated, because we're going to help you retire, because we're going to watch you in retirement live your best life. And for us, aside from the fees that are charged, it's very rewarding. It's a very rewarding profession to watch the people that you've worked with for so many years succeed.
So it's not set it and forget it, right?
No way.
So I know I meet with you several times a year, mm-hmm. and obviously if there's any change in the financial market, something happens in the markets, whether here or overseas, you're in contact with us, telling us to calm down, everything's going to be okay, or, hey, mm-hmm. we should take a look at this.
Yeah.
And you get us on a meeting right away, and those meetings are part of your service, right? They don't cost anything. That's just you on us, knowing us, building that relationship so that you're looking after us and our finances and have a second eye on everything pretty much, right?
Yeah, you said it. It's knowing you. It's knowing you. It's knowing your other clients. It's knowing what your expectations are, what your wants and needs are, and making sure that we continue to bring those resources to you so that we're matching what your goals and objectives are. We want to be your sounding board. You know, we want to have that conversation. And we believe that we're in some level of a marriage, right? Because as well as we're bringing you information, things change in your lives on a daily basis, and we want to hear it. We need to know it.
Yep.
Grandkids or, hey, unfortunately, someone got sick, you know, we just heard of a sick child that really, it breaks your heart. No one foresaw those types of things, but we have to pivot. We've got to make a change. We've got to adjust. And those are sad things, but we want to make sure that in all of those situations where it's sad, we can at least take some of the financial burden off. There's enough emotional burden in what you do and how these clients get sick. I want to take the financial burden out of the picture.
That's right. And there's positive things too, obviously, starting a new business or doing something that you want to say, I want to invest in this, or hey, I want to start a foundation with some of the money, or I want to do good. Some of our clients are not only just, they're not always looking for money. They're looking for change. They want to make sure this company doesn't do this bad thing again. Yeah. And sometimes some of them want to start a foundation, a nonprofit foundation, or want to donate money or support money. And I'm sure your firm can give a lot of guidance with that if need be, right?
Yeah, two of the things that you mentioned. One is charitable plan giving. I love to be involved in charitable plan giving and help develop plans that even elongate someone's legacy in using charitable plan giving strategies. And also, we talked about this earlier, we work together not only with you, the individual, but with your firm. We work significantly with business owners. That's a large segment of our client base. And I just love working with business owners because I'm a business owner myself. So some of the challenges that you face, we face. Yep. And we feel well positioned to help you navigate some of those and even start and grow a business. Like I've watched you over the years, a phenomenal success.
Thank you. Thank you. So, you know, we're rounding out our show here at the Injury Pros. Is there any advice or anything else you want to say to our listeners and watchers about, you know, when you come into money, whether it's some kind of inheritance, whether it's an injury case, whether if you're lucky enough to win the lottery, some kind of, you know, windfall that you get, not that an injury case is a windfall, you know, you're being compensated for what somebody took from you. Is there any closing advice you want to give to our fans out there?
Yeah, hopefully it's for winning a lottery. Those are much more enjoyable.
Yeah.
But in any case, slow down. Slow down. Let's breathe. Let's talk about it. Let's bring forth some of the things that you wish to have happen. Let us help guide you to make those things happen. Don't act on emotion. It's hard for people, but take the emotion out of your dollars. Let us help you be the instructions for those dollars. And we'll make sure that we provide as much certainty and mitigate risk and help you to live the best quality of life we can on a financial front.
Gotcha. So if any of our listeners are interested, even before they're in have a case or before they're in a settlement or before they get their money, how can they reach out to you? How can they find Edelman Wealth Management?
So a couple ways. Our website, edelmanwealthmanagement.com. You can email me directly, scott@ewmginc.com. Our office number is 215-579-5601. And you can also find us on social channels, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, great. LinkedIn.
Great, Scott. Well, thank you for this great advice. There's a lot, it sounds like, you can do to help people and protect what they've earned almost, even if through an accident they've suffered and they're being compensated. And to protect that nest egg is so important. And like you said, don't spend it before you get it. Let us evaluate. You can have your dreams, you can have your wants, you can write them down, but just don't do anything until a real professional like yourself can take a look at it and just give you free advice. And at that point, you could decide what you want to do, but listen to our advice, and if you like it and you want to listen to it, then your firm could do business with them.
Michael, thank you, and I hope through this that we helped people just by this conversation that we had today.
That's our goal here. If you want to learn more about the Injury Pros, you can find us on any of the podcast networks or on injurypros.com.
The views expressed are not necessarily the opinion of the interview guest and should not be construed directly or indirectly as an offer to buy or sell any securities or services mentioned herein. Investing is subject to risks, including loss of principal invested. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. No strategy can assure a profit nor protect against loss. Please note that individual situations can vary. Therefore, the information should only be relied upon when coordinated with individual professional advice. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Osaic Wealth, Inc., member of FINRA and SIPC. Osaic Wealth is separately owned and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Osaic Wealth.